Welcome everyone, this is Talking Whack. I'm the host of Power. This is powered by the 434. Welcome, and I've got a special guest today. His name's The Chow.
Ahoy, hoy, motherfucker.
Ahoy, how you going?
Good, how are you going, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. We've lost our previous host.
Yes, we have lost the box.
We're not sure where the box went.
I think he's definitely not in the room.
No.
So we're not quite sure. It's like, have you seen that, the ride-along?
Yes.
With the...
That was a great movie.
Byron, are you not in the car?
You're not in the car?
Are you sure, Byron? You're not in the car? I'm not... Oh, Byron, that's a travesty.
Oh, wait, it appears the box is trying to...
It appears that the box is trying to open
Let's let him into the studio.
We'll let him in. He was running late.
Welcome, Box. Oh. You're late to the...
Ahoy, hoy.
You're late.
Welcome, everyone, to the fucking Talking Whack Podcast.
Talking Whack Podcast.
Talking
Whack Podcast.
I haven't even had a cigarette yet. Fuck you guys. But you know what? That's cool. I don't fucking care. I'm going to have a cigarette now. You guys can fucking take out the
cigarette. So he's going to have a cigarette, is he?
He's running late and he's having a cigarette. Well, let's get this shit started.
This is not the pressure of being a host, all right? You have no idea.
So...
You're going to die of cancer.
So, I'm thinking we kick him out of the podcast.
Yep.
He's not worthy.
We change the name.
We do a rebranding and the host is late and then he goes to have a cigarette.
Yep.
This is just unprofessional.
Unprofessional.
I'm irreplaceable.
You're really not.
He's not.
He's not at all.
He's very replaceable. Doesn't even know.
What have we got on the lineup today? What is the rundown, my good pal?
I didn't create a rundown because you know why? I'm not the host.
You're not the host.
You know what? I can be. Let's do that. So what is the rundown, Chow?
The rundown today, we're going to be talking about the travesty that was No Mercy.
That was travesty.
You're not in this podcast anymore. You don't get to yell anymore, mate. We're going to talk about Goldberg. We're going to talk about Raw, SmackDown.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about Orton being the main event.
All right.
The 2K17 release.
I've got some questions from our lovely fans.
Couple of questions.
So, should we start with No
Mercy?
Couple
questions.
Couple questions. Couple questions.
Couple taters.
Do we just want to jump into questions or should we wait for that previous host?
Nah. What previous? Let's start with the rundown of Raw, shall we?
Rundown of Raw? That's what we're doing.
We're doing No Mercy.
No, I was going to say, let's do No Mercy. Let's talk about it. The travesty.
See, that's what happens when you start without the host. You fuck it up.
We haven't fucked it up. Asshole.
Hey, this is still good
this
audio.
This is good quality audio.
People right listening here. Right now will be laughing.
Alrighty, so what happened at No Mercy?
Well, let's talk about the opening main event.
Yeah, it should have been the main event.
Yes, the opening main event.
Yeah, it was a very, very good match.
Yeah, it was a good match. One thing I'm not happy about AJ Styles tapping out.
Yes.
Because I think they didn't really give it much sense of why he tapped out. Like, he suddenly was kicked out of the ring.
Mm.
The commentators didn't really say anything. And it gave you the illusion he's been eliminated out of the match. This match is now 2-on-2. One versus one.
Yeah. I thought the referee did a good job, though, with that.
Yeah. But I'm finding a lot of people saying they were confused because...
AJ no one said anything.
They didn't say anything.
Like, they should have been now to say this match just...
It's still continuing.
It's continuing.
They couldn't work out who made AJ Styles tap out, technically. They should have given a bit more commentary with it.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Still a great match.
Yeah, well, that's because the greatest wrestler in the world at the moment...
Match was amazing.
See, he just does that.
Just doesn't know what he's on about. And how good was it when AJ brought the chair into the ring? He was smart. He knows, you know.
It's that has always blown my mind with triple threat mats. Is they're all no DQ. So when you start the match with the chair,
yeah,
he's beat the piss out of two. That's exactly.
And people
what
say
I would
it made him look weak. No,
he's a heel.
Yeah,
it's his job.
He needed to make sure he won his title.
Yeah,
he was against two opponents, not one, two. He needed to put some leverage in his own hands.
Mm.
He did it. He won. It's a great match.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I could have done with another couple more shots to Cena.
No, that would have been cool.
I don't think one chair shot keeps him down.
But isn't that interesting? One chair shot's now suddenly...
Yeah.
This guy would have like a piano fall on him and still kick out at 2
yeah.
before.
And he's still so strong when he lifted him both up.
I was expecting double AA.
That would have been sick.
That would have been good, but it didn't happen. But overall, pretty good match.
Yeah. It was. It should have been the main event.
What did you give the match out of 10?
7.
Oh, that's a good rating. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just outside the match of the year tracker. Just outside.
Overall. But just when you have a match with AJ Styles, it's always going to be great.
Stop the press. The host with the most is back.
Did you hear that? I didn't hear anything.
What just happened? I feel like...
Some guy just keeps disrupting us.
There was just a wind. There was just a wind that went
past. Fuck you all. I'm back. I'm here.
And then a noise and a vibration.
I have a life, goddammit.
So who's that?
Hey, guys.
Security.
It's the box.
Security.
The box is here. I just took a big size fall of man shit.
Who?
You're the host.
I'm the host. All right, so let's fucking do it, guys.
You're the host.
I am the host.
Well, then host, motherfucker.
I'm hosting.
We've done 5 minutes without you.
We've already done. We've already half of it.
Yeah.
We're always at questions.
I can see.
That's how long you've fucking been.
No, that match was fucking awesome.
Yeah, we finished.
We just said that.
I know, but I'm putting my input in it. God damn it.
No one cares.
Yeah. You're the host. You don't get an opinion. You ask us.
You lost the opinion of the first match by not
being here. I lost my privilege.
Move on to the next match now.
Yeah.
All right. So the next match was the match of the night. Miz versus Ziggler.
That wasn't the second match.
That was
match.
Not even at all the second match.
Fuck.
Shut up. I was talking. Oh!
Not. Do you even watch? Do you like wrestling?
This is what happens.
Do you even watch it?
This is what happens when I don't study.
Attention, fans. What the host with the most?
We discussed this before the fucking podcast that we weren't even going to talk too much about No Mercy. We're talking about two matches.
Did you say two matches? I said we give quick hits.
Yeah, quick hits.
And then talk about two.
And then he said the next match was this, which it just wasn't.
What match was next? Wasn't it the tag titles?
I don't know, was it? You're the fucking host now, so why
don't
you
tell me? No, we're not the host. You wanted the host of that.
Why don't you tell me?
We know, but do you know?
Of course I fucking know.
What is
the answer?
What is the answer? Well, the answer, my friends, is Carmella versus Nikki Bella. That was the fucking next match.
Yeah, we knew that.
No.
Carmella.
I fucking fast-forwarded that match.
I sadly watched it all.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. Actually, but to be fair...
Because I'm a wrestling fan, I like to watch all my matches.
Yeah, here's you fucking fast-forwarding Monday Night Raw last night. But anyways, next question.
Raw's fast-forwardable.
Yeah, it is. You know what I did? When I found out that the main event was going to be the first match, I put that on my big screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then, that match finished, right? So I put FIFA on the big screen and put the Wrestling No Mercy on my iPad and just watched it on that and played games.
Oh, wow.
Because I think it's going to be... downhill from there. Fucking, how about what's it, Kurt
Hawkins?
Fuck me, what an abortion he fucking is.
Jobber of the century.
Fuck hell.
He's an idiot.
And then he was like, I would definitely be on SmackDown, and he wasn't on SmackDown.
Oh, fuck this guy. Hey, I've got no time for him. He was never good before. Why should I be in?
Why is he doing the Matt Hardy V1 fucking gimmick with all the facts about him? I'm Kurt Hawkins.
I'm a faggot. That's basically what he is.
Oh, that's a box.
Yeah, that's the box. So, guys, Kurt Hawkins.
So, what happened next?
What do you think of Carmella?
Fuck you guys, I swear.
Carmella with her choker.
It was a boring match.
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
Nah.
I mean, the only exciting thing that happened in this match was seeing Nikki Bella in those fucking denim short shorts. That was good. Chow likes it. Indeed.
What was the third match on the show?
Third match was the tag titles. Indeed, we had the Usos taking on the one man brand known as.
That's not a thing. It's not a thing.
All right, one man band and fucking Rhino. He's got kids. All right, he needs to have a brand. He's got kids.
Beauty and the Man Beast.
Yeah, that one.
One man gore.
I honestly think. Rhino and Slater should have dropped the titles to Usos.
I think they're actually getting better as a tag team now.
They're kind of getting boring now. They're not doing their little vignettes of the trailer park. I'm not seeing the funny skits backstage. I'm not seeing the kids.
You expect too much.
Everything that they made them funny beforehand, what the fans were loving, we're not getting now.
Yeah, you know why? Because it gets boring and repetitive.
No. I want to see him get his pool installed. I want to see him enjoying it.
I want to see Rhino in full wrestling gear like bathing in the pool, like on my like
on a little floaty, yeah, like floaties on his arm,
like giant floaties, and just like lying there.
Wrestling is all about memories and moments. You don't remember the matches, you remember the moments.
Yep.
So Rhino and Heath Slater won this one.
They did.
Yes, they did.
Mm.
Yeah,
but yeah.
Rhino took all the fucking work though, as
that's the gimmick.
A big guy's supposed to be.
That's the gimmick.
Slater got some offense in though, so
yeah.
His neckbreaker is mean.
He's had more offense in this tag team than he's ever had in his entire career.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Apart from his Nexus stuff.
That didn't last long.
His neckbreaker is one of the best in the business.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not bad.
The next match was the All-American Swagger taking on Baron Corbin.
I put this on. I literally didn't watch this.
I fast-forwarded.
I can't stand.
The people.
I stopped it just in time for towards the ending. But when he hits that end of days, fuck, it looks good.
Oh, yeah, it's a mean move.
Oh,
and even on a big bloke like finisher. Swagger.
The best finisher, by far.
Yeah, so that finisher was good.
That finisher was good.
But I don't care for Corbin and Swagger. Like.
Looks even better when it's on those big dudes and they swing them all the way up.
Mm. All right, now the fucking match that I wanted to talk about. Ziggler versus fucking The Miz.
Well, at least he got the names right.
Shut up. It's because I'm reading it in front of me.
This is talking whack!
Yeah, basically this show's based about fucking Power and Chow ripping in me and talking whack against me. So that's fine. I can deal with that.
Couple haters. No, dude.
That match was the chemistry, the story, everything. It was like I was watching an Attitude Era match. It was fucking awesome.
Could have been better.
Could have been. I thought it was lacking a couple of points, to be honest.
Like?
I felt like there was, if you just watch it again, there was a couple of flat points. They didn't really seem to get into third gear.
Yeah.
And it kind of made me realise that that's all they're ever going to be is mid-card people. Yeah. If that was a main event match, it just would have been a lot better. But I think also positioning it on the card where it was pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the assumption that this match was going to be the main event.
Which would have made the most
and
sense.
And then after watching it and it was only halfway through, I was almost ready to turn the pay-per-view off. I'm like, we're done now. What's after this?
Yeah.
So, but no, I did enjoy it though. Definitely enjoyed it. Yeah.
Dolph Ziggler keeps his job.
Kind of wish Miz had won though. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, I think straight after that match, I was like, oh,
pay-per-view's over.
Pay-per-view's finished now. But no, we had Alexa Bliss versus Naomi. Because Becky got injured.
Yeah, that was some fucking bullshit right there as well. Why didn't she get the victory?
Exactly.
Number one contender.
Because she's obviously... Random. So what has happened is Becky's obviously out for a little bit. They don't want to strip her.
They've already announced.
And they need...
I would strip Becky.
Well, they don't want to strip her of the title. So obviously they need to carry her a feud until she's ready. So that's why she won. She'll get her wing back and then she'll come in and fight.
I'm sick of 50-50 booking. They could have just made her win and in the next couple of weeks until she versus Becky Lynch in November 8th. She could have just kept beating people.
Yeah.
Like a true number one contender should do.
Like a true damn heel. Like a true heel.
Yep.
God damn.
There's some beers up in this bitch.
So yeah, this is the point where I actually did turn off the pay-per-view because...
Oh.
I really did not feel like watching Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton.
I fast forward to the end.
I was like, I wonder what happens.
Am I the only person that watches the pay-per-view these days?
Yeah. Probably. Well, see, because...
What happened after...
Well, I would have watched the whole thing if the fucking main event was AJ Styles, then I would have had to watch the whole thing.
What was after this?
After this? No, that was it. The Bray Wyatt was Randy Orton.
Talking smack!
To be fair, I did fast forward all of Bray Wyatt. Randy Orton, that was fucking shit.
Yeah, I fast forward to then.
I knew I had a feeling that Harper was going to appear, and he did.
And I was like, oh my god!
But to be fair, he's been travelling with Raw.
Doesn't matter. Let's just...
No, I'm just pointing it out. Yeah, just making a conversation.
All right.
It's the whole point of this.
Whoever decided to fucking put up the matches the way they were in the
fucking
order
quality was just pathetic.
They're going to get a special stupid idiot nomination this week.
Good job.
Because seriously, that was just... How, and even after on Talking Smack, they said
it was very disconnecting. Like, I felt like the show was just out of tune. And then you watch, as you said, you watch Talking Smack, and then even Daniel Bryan said he wishes the IC title main evented.
Well, that would make sense because his career was on the line.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Fire Kevin Dunn.
Vince McMahon.
I just don't get it. I really don't get it. Like, why? Yeah, I understand the World Heavyweight Championship being put online first because of the presidential debate going up against that and whatnot. They wanted to get people in instead of watching two old fucking hags going at it. And
yeah, but it wouldn't have mattered, man.
No.
It wouldn't have mattered. No matter who you fucking put on first, the debate was always going to slaughter them.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Mm. I hope they never do this type of order again because...
I think they were just experimenting with it.
And it was terrible.
Yeah, well, they're going to learn from it.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
I think everyone I've seen online and other podcasts have all said the same thing. So yeah. At least we're all in agreement.
Well, you can tell that.
The order was whack.
Yeah.
This is why we're talking whack.
And you can tell that.
It was out of whack.
Shane and Daniel Bryan didn't want
to. I'm the power. We talk whack. He talks some smack. The guy down the street might be on crack.
Don't ever do that again. Don't ever do that again. Wow. That's almost as bad as me not starting the fucking show.
Oh,
you're good.
Let's talk about Monday Night Raw.
No, yeah, that was a show.
That was a show that you fast-forwarded a lot.
I didn't.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. Did you watch it?
I was holding.
The three Hell in a Cell matches now.
Do you know what really grinds my gears?
It grinds your gears. What,
Peter? Yeah. What the fuck's up with the women? They're getting the Hell in a Cell match. We all wanted that, yes.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
But it's the way they're giving them the match. Oh, your women are so good. We're going to put you. We're going to give you the prestige of having a match inside of a Hell in a Cell.
Mm.
That's not how you do things.
How do you do it then, Chet, pal?
How would you do it?
How would I do it?
Everything I've listened to on online podcasts as well, they've also said the same thing. It's just like, that is not what you do. It shouldn't be a privilege to be put inside the Hell in a Cell. I mean, yeah, on one side, yes, it is. But you shouldn't openly acknowledge that. It should be like, this feud is so out of control. We need to lock you two up in a Hell in a Cell.
So I don't think they should have announced it.
That's what I mean, like... It's on one hand, yes, it is. It's amazing they're in the Hell in a Cell, but it's the way they went about it. So it's like, you women are so good. Have a Hell in a Cell match. It's the most dangerous match we have, but you two should be in it.
Here's your door prize.
Yeah, you get a car. Oh, he gets a car.
I agree.
They should have
built it up over a couple of weeks and just had them run out in each other's matches and just beat the piss out of each other.
Yeah, exactly.
And then finally, Mick. Comes out like,
you don't want this match. It's so brutal.
No, not even that. Don't even fucking say anything. You have them run each other's matches, right? The next 2 weeks, right? The third week, pull apart Brawl.
Yeah.
Right? And then Mimi goes, fine. You want to solve it? Right? It's Hell in a Cell. Like, so you want to fight some bad friend? Fine.
And then Charlotte should be like, no. Yeah. Like, and then, you know, it should be stuff like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And be like, no. Well, then Sunday is in Hell in a Cell.
I'll tell you one guy who had it right through that whole segment. Rusev Machka.
Yeah, Rusev.
He came out and he's like, nobody cares about you stupid women. I'm just like, yes, Rusev is the fucking best.
Yeah, Rusev's awesome.
I swear, if Rusev, and I told you this the other night, if Rusev is not a world heavyweight champion by the end of next year, something's really wrong. He is main event caliber.
Yep. I agree.
And
he's bigger than that Finn Balor guy.
Well, not only he's done it the right way as well too, because he's worked his way up. Exactly, he's come through the mid card. I mean, yeah, he faced off against John Cena a few times, but it wasn't for the title.
He was humbled. It was for the US title. Worked his way back up.
Exactly.
I think Lana's gonna start fighting soon again.
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind that.
I think she's.
Brian Penny match.
I don't oppose this. Brian Penny's match. This guy's throwing the Divas Revolution out the window.
Yeah, fuck
it. When she got injured and she was like, gone are those stupid Brian Penny matches, and I was like, boo. I'm like, oh, what I would give to watch Charlotte and Sasha in a Brian Penny's match.
Can't believe that was in a game. Here Comes the Pain.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Brian Penny's match.
The other few things that happened on Raw.
Beat up the chicks in that match.
That were quite noticeable was, apart from Rusev's new facial hairstyle that he's got going on, which is pretty sick.
More or less, he's hatching his old FCW look, but yes.
The OVW FCW look, yep.
Looks very good.
Paul Heyman's promo. Now, a lot of people before I actually Aaron's watched awesome. It, a lot of people beforehand, before I watched it, said, oh, wow, that's an amazing promo. It was great. It had everything it needed. Power and I sat there and watched it. And we're like,
it's all right.
It's not too bad. It's not the greatest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good promo. It's Heyman. It's,
yeah, it's a good promo.
You know why? Everyone's saying it's such a good fucking promo? Because there hasn't fucking been one since the last time. That's why. Because they fucking miss him. Everything he does is gold.
Because if you compare it to his other promos, it's probably one of the least best he's done.
Mm. Yes,
but because he hasn't been around for so long, yeah, it's awesome.
Exactly.
I just think it was overhyped online and stuff, but even though it was still good,
I don't know how many times I saw that Goldberg interview. Mm. Well, yeah, speaking of that, Goldberg coming back next week on Monday Night Raw.
To address Paul Heyman.
That is going
to
be huge. I'm looking forward to it. I just want to hear the... just coming through. That's going to be sick.
On his walking stick. Because he's fucking 50.
49.
He'll be 50 by the time he fights, right?
Yeah.
Whether he's fucking greybeard.
Maybe he'll diet.
What do you reckon he'll fight in? Do you reckon he'll fight in his little trunks?
Oh, no. He'll get down to the weight he needs to.
Part-timers, man. Yeah, they can pop some stuff in them, you know?
Yeah.
Get them beefy. No,
enhancement needed.
Yeah.
No enhancement needed.
Fucking Paige, oh, though. Look at her.
Brock's got a fucking...
Should we talk about Paige? Yeah, she's technically part of the Raw roster.
Yeah.
She's got
Paige. She's...
suspended 6 days.
I actually read a kayfabe story today. It was Paige's not actually in the ship for failing a test. She's actually a drug runner for Alberto Del Rio, and Alberto Del Rio's cuts and stuff was because of the fact that he's selling drugs on the black market, and Paige cut him up.
I heard that as well.
I was like, that would not surprise me.
Well, their story's changed five times.
Del Rio just became the president of
MMA Mexico.
Of a Mexican.
He's basically Dana
mixed White. Martial arts.
The Dana White of Mexico.
Yep.
So Mexico's greatest import.
He's going to be really rich now.
Well, he is really rich.
And Paige is looking super skinny, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. So it's not good.
Her 60-day suspension, WWE has said it wasn't for prescription drugs. It was for an illegal substance. Take that as you will.
She's smoking the reefer.
Smoking the cock.
SmackDown.
The Mexican dong.
It's a hell of a drug. SmackDown, you didn't watch, Power.
I did not watch SmackDown, haven't had a chance.
Chow's covered it.
Yeah.
Chow
just all over that shit because he's got no job. He's got nothing much better to do.
Fuck you, I do.
Chow, tell us what happened on SmackDown.
Not a lot.
James Ellsworth.
Anything notable?
Ellsworth beat
AJ Styles. That was some bullshit, though.
It's fucking Dean Ambrose.
Kane and Randy for the Wyatts, which was...
Kane disappeared. Where's Kane?
What happened?
Where did he go?
Yep. So that happened. Then on Talking Whack, he got a title shot.
Ellsworth?
Yep.
And then I believe the White family took over.
Yep.
Shut it down.
Yep. Talking Whack's awesome, so. It's better than...
Talking Whack. Raw
and SmackDown. That's the best part.
Talking Whack.
I love how it's very... It's a very shoot-ish...
Style.
Shootish style show.
It makes you want the real wrestling to be like that on TV.
Mm. So it's... Yeah,
you can tell Vince has nothing to do with Talking Whack.
I think it's got anything to do with fucking SmackDown, man. I don't think he does.
No, I don't know. Yeah, you're probably right.
They get to experiment a lot on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Well, Vince even said himself he doesn't fucking...
Yeah.
All right, so SmackDown was SmackDown. It wasn't the A-grade show this week. It wasn't really the fat... You didn't say
Should we talk about the matches Shane proposed to Raw?
Survivor Series, yeah. Survivor Series. Let's talk about that quickly.
Quick breakdown. Shane proposed to Raw, five of their best guys against five of his. Five of their women against five of his.
Five tag teams against their five.
It's fucking bullshit.
No, it's not.
I think it's just overkill.
No, because how many times have we watched the Survivor Series pay-per-view over the last few years and...
Complain that there's no Survivor Series matches.
Exactly. Let me finish.
Five tag teams each?
That's fine, because not only that, I mean, everyone's getting a spot. All those tag teams on Raw and SmackDown are working their ass off, and they're getting the spotlight they deserve. And that's what Survivor Series is about, is just elimination matches, five on five, five teams, five girls, five guys. It's fucking great.
No, I'll take it.
I mean, yeah,
I'll watch it.
The best Survivor Series elimination match I ever saw was the one where Stone Cold was taking Stone Cold's team against Eric Bischoff's team. Remember that? And fucking Randy Orton ended Stone Cold's GM.
Career,
yeah. Yeah, all that was fucking awesome. Or Dolph Ziggler and the Authority when Sting came out. And
who?
Chow went fucking ballistic.
Yeah.
Because
Seth
Sting.
Rollins is a fucking...
I'll give it a benefit of doubt. How about this? I won't hate it until I see it.
Yeah. All right, tell me.
Power positivity.
Power of positivity. Power's on the power troll again. And my laptop just died, so I'm just...
Power.
Stupid idiot.
Host
doesn't even charge you stuff.
I know.
God damn.
My laptop died. If you don't.
And why do you have a microphone?
He doesn't have a microphone.
Didn't you have a microphone?
I do have a microphone. It's in storage in my room somewhere because I still haven't unpacked.
Well, Trick's been living here for three months.
Too much. Just doesn't unpack.
Just, I have a busy life, all right?
Picking his nose, scratching his ass.
Jacking off. He's just so done.
Well, what else can a man do?
Unpack your shit.
Tell me. All right, you wanted this fucking... Moving on to something else. You wanted me to put in a segment this week, and me and Power were just like, what the fuck's going on?
Oh, Power, he knows.
Oh, great. So I'm expecting...
This segment is brought to you by the 434, and it is, what does the box say?
What does the box say?
That's so fucking lame.
It's not lame. All right, box.
What does the box say?
I'm going to throw you out some wrestling terminology.
Oh,
hey. And here you go.
You, my friend, need to tell me what it means.
Don't have the laptop to Google.
Because if you want to host a fucking podcast, you need to learn what this shit is.
Yeah, I need to really get shit sorted.
What is a baby face?
Baby face, a good guy.
Okay. That's nice and easy. What is a heel?
Bad guy.
Okay. What is the hard camera?
The hard camera is the one, basically, when they're in the middle of the ring and they're looking straight. That's the hard camera.
3-3, that's pretty good.
That's sort of acceptable.
That's sort of acceptable.
What is a mark?
A mark is fucking all of us.
No.
We're fucking marks.
We're not
a Dolph Ziggler mark.
What is a mark?
Is someone that is... I hate you for trying to make me explain.
What is a mark?
Someone that is crazy about a certain spot or a certain wrestler, and they go over the top and talk about it too much. They're a mark. They're a mark for them.
Not really.
All right, well, fucking explain it then.
Well, to be a mark
is someone
into the
who thinks that it's still real.
Of the story
lines
in the case.
A mark is someone who still believes that wrestling is real.
So when someone says, "Oh my god, I fucking marked out for that." That means,
no,
oh my god, that was so,
like,
real.
A mark is when, say, Triple H runs Stone Cold over and they're like, oh my god, that was fucking...
Yeah, or when Vince got blown up. And when that when the stage collapsed.
Or when when AJ Styles came out, I marked so hard.
Not
there's
really.
There's different terminologies for it. People use it for different things.
What is a shoot?
A shoot? Straight from the hip.
God damn it.
No, shoot, it's like a shoot promo. Like, it's real, it's legit.
Real, okay.
Yes.
What is a pipe bomb?
CM Punk.
No, you just said it.
It's
a what?
It's a pipe bomb.
Did you?
What is a pipe bomb?
A shoot promo.
There you go.
But did you answer what a smark was?
But that's what my next one is.
Oh, okay, sorry.
What is a smark?
A smart ass.
A smart mark. What is a smark?
What is a smark?
Yeah.
It's someone... I don't fucking know, actually.
A smark's the fact that it's fake. So
yeah.
You're a smark.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are.
Yes. And a smart mark is
I'm
someone...
glad. I actually know that, you know what? I'm kind of glad that you're trying to quiz me on this, because...
Because you know what? There's probably fans that wouldn't know either.
Exactly.
So
exactly. At the expense of me sounding like a fucking idiot because I'm supposed to be the host that knows this shit.
But this is all about giving knowledge to
It's a learning experience.
We're sitting on the Chow's learning tree.
The Chow's learning tree.
And a smart mark...
An apple.
...is someone who has insider knowledge of the business.
Okay. So
what
Vanessa's a smart then.
Yeah.
What is a spot?
A spot?
Mm-hmm.
As in...
what is a spot?
I know what it is. It's spot that Charlotte had when she flipped off the fucking... did that... That twisted fucking...
It's a planned...
It's a planned move.
...in the match.
Yeah, it's a planned move.
What is a spot fest?
It's a moment.
What is it, what?
A spot fest.
A fucking bunch of planned moves.
What is the squared circle?
It's the wrestling ring.
Good man, good man, good man. What is a strap?
It's a belt. It's a championship.
Good man, good man. What is strong style?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'll accept that.
It's fucking it's Japanese pro wrestling.
All right, what is a tweener?
A tweener?
Yep.
It's a Justin Bieber fan.
That is not even a little bit.
Do you know or not know?
Okay, what's a tweener then?
A tweener, right? The official definition of tweener?
Yeah, go on.
Is a morally ambiguous wrestler who is neither face nor heel.
So Stone Cold Steve Austin was a tweener basically in his most famous run.
Yes. What does over mean?
When you're over with the fans, you're popular.
Okay. What is a worked shoot?
A worked shoot means that it was choreographed, but it's basically, you know, choreographed but not choreographed. So it's like, it's real.
It's a work element
with facts to it. Yeah.
CM Punk's pipe bomb.
Yeah. What is a rib?
A rib.
Yep.
Take the piss out of someone. I get ribbed all the time.
It is a joke.
Yeah, it's like my hosting.
All right. And my last
one.
I'm
impressed. I'll give you this. I'm impressed.
Yeah, he's actually done all right.
Do you think I'm that stupid? Yes. God damn it!
What is nuclear heat?
Nuclear heat? Is it like X-Pac heat?
Lana's got nuclear heat, apparently.
Nuclear heat. Like what Vicky had.
Oh, everyone fucking...
Where you can't stand to fucking look at it. Yeah, yeah. Like what Sean had when he was in Canada. Like, in modern show. Like, Canada. Yeah, that was... Alright, so he's actually done alright here. We'll have another section of that next week.
Can you give me some more wrestling terms so our fans can learn and I can also probably learn as well?
And we will, yeah.
It's good.
It's good that he's gotten to learn all this. Me and Power already know what all these are. So we're just quizzing our man here. So what is just the next...
Giving something, you know.
What is your next section, my good sir?
My next section.
Oh. Well, we were going to do a stupid idiot of the week. Can we still do that?
Yeah, I can probably edit it in after. So this week...
Stupid idiot!
...of the week... will have to be
James Ellsworth.
James Ellsworth taking the fucking Styles Clash so wrong.
Not tucking his chin.
So wrong.
Like, luckily, Yoshi Totsu style.
Oh man. Can you believe AJ Styles realized mid-second and landed on his like knees and fuck. That could have been so bad for him. Because he had a broken freaking neck.
I love Rollins' new shirt. Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah. I'm actually getting that on Monday. I'm doing a big WWE shop.
Oh, very nice.
So, like.
So, yes, he is a stupid idiot.
So, yeah, no, it's not a lot of stupid idiots this week. I mean, except for me.
Can I just go?
I'm a stupid idiot every week.
Can I give bonus points to Jericho this week on his promo skills with the. You're on the list!
You're on the list! What about Payday?
That was funny as shit.
Everyone said the same thing. First time they've done a little segment like that, and it was perfect.
It was
doesn't mean
funny.
I still don't want it.
Yeah. And I love how last week when Woods was on it and he just sold the shit out of the list, he was devastated that he was on the list. He's like, You're on there twice.
No. Then he put Stephanie on there twice and then removed her.
Yeah.
I don't know how to spell stuff.
I'm really digging this divide that they're putting between KO and Jericho. It's just.
Yeah, it's good.
Don't tell me it's a long-term storyline.
Mm.
What is that? What is a long-term storyline?
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Yeah, she's fighting Nunes.
Sorry, I just showed Chow a photo of Ronda Rousey.
Oh, thank you.
Amanda Nunes.
It's just fucking Ronda. It's just Ronda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nunes for the title.
Yeah. Anyways.
30th of December.
Shout out to Lorenzo.
Yeah, Lorenzo, Team Awesome. He probably won't be listening. But
no, he's been messaging me.
Oh, okay, well, that's right. Shout out to Lorenzo then.
Especially for this episode.
What's
Lorenzo?
Team Awesome.
He's the guy that runs Team Awesome. He's awesome.
I don't know who that is.
You need to get out more.
Yeah.
Now I need to get
I've still
some
blocked
Facebook
the 434. I'm still not friends with them yet.
You're on the podcast, but because we banned you as an admin. Because you were shit.
No, because you fucking hired out by a bunch of Yanks and all morons.
I don't know what he's talking about.
I have no idea.
There's like full of Aussies on there now.
Yeah, see? When I was there, all fucking Yank pricks. All you Yanks. Two. You're all fucking
Don and Sean.
Yeah, you're all fucking full of shit.
Well, Don's a good guy. Sean, on the other hand.
Full of man.
I'm going to get a message later. He's like, fuck you, Box. You fucking asshole.
Okay, so should we jump into talking whack with some questions?
Let's hit us up with some questions.
Okay, so I'm not going to read out everyone's name because some of you guys got crazy names, so...
Do it.
We're just going to go with the first question.
You all need to speak English.
Nah, just...
Say the name.
Be Australian.
Jelly Van Dick Dursgedick. Jen Van Dursgedursk.
I can't even
I'm
say
sorry
it,
so. For
Jelly Van Dick Drasher.
Alright, just keep up.
I'm very sorry for mispronouncing your
sorry,
name.
Sorry, Jelly.
You're from Belgium.
I don't think you're ready for this. My body too bootylicious for you, girl. And we've got the black man of soul here.
Gotta say, awesome profile picture with you and the belt and the wrestler and the Shinsei Nakamura.
Speak up, come on.
Very good. Okay, so question.
So this,
he's like got his face right in the computer screen. He's like, you can't hear me because I'm too busy talking and looking.
So you're talking underwater.
Batman. Where's the questions, pal? Okay, come on, this is your segment.
I'm gonna ask you guys
do your job.
Batman.
I'm your father.
No, that'd be Bane from Batman when he's like that. He's like, ooh. Bruce Wayne.
All right, hit us up with the questions.
Okay, what is your
crying?
What?
Stop talking into the laptop.
Oh, fuck you guys!
Hand away from your mouth. The people want to hear you.
Okay. What is your opinion on the entire bitch mode of Bret Hart and him accusing Rollins of being an unsafe wrestler?
It's true.
It's not true.
It is true. It's true.
Seth Rollins
is
I don't think he's safe at all.
I think it's just a case of wrong person, wrong time.
You can't have that for like six different fucking people though.
It wasn't six.
No, he's wrong.
I blame Bret Hart.
No, because you're just
Bret Hart.
You're just a Seth Rollins fucking.
I blame narc. Bret Hart. Fuck you. What's a narc?
A narc? Isn't a narc a cop?
Wait, didn't that what you just called me?
Fucking narc.
Seth Rollins narc.
Isn't a narc a cop?
Woosa. Why is it, do you
Woosa,
think
Woosa, motherfucker.
Bray Wyatt and the Wyatt family can't seem to get a break title-wise?
Because of shit.
Box.
He should be excluded from questions. Every answer is just like, because they're shit.
Because they're not, no, they're easy fucking questions.
Well, no.
They're one-word answers.
It's quite clear why they're not in the title picture, because they don't really know what to do with him once he's there.
No, it's because you're shit.
If they fully invested in the Bray Wyatt character and the Wyatt family as
White
a
family.
Proper
White
stable,
power.
It would
White
go
power.
Back to the old Ministry of Darkness, like
not,
scary
don't even
kids
ever
shit.
Compare that.
No, like, I'm not saying it's going to be exactly the same. I'm saying if they fully invested in the Wyatts and made it so like it was actually really fucking scary or shit like that, it'd scare too many kids and then fucking lose, you know, Mums Against WWE or call them. All that fucking shit.
Fuck those.
Bray Wyatt is going to be a mid-card jobber. For
now,
those.
Bray Wyatt's going to leave after the end of his contract and go make a huge name for himself.
Somewhere. He's going to go, you know...
That's what he'll do.
He's going to go obsolete.
Lucha, he'll probably go to 10. He'll do that.
We got another question from Brandon Collins. Do you see the brand splitting, raising the profile of some of the lower mid-card talent, or do you see the WWE doing more of bringing back part-time talent, one-off matches and doing an annual draft to mix up the main eventers to keep things fresh, or a combo of both? Yeah.
No.
What?
Pal can't read either.
Did you see the brand raising the profile some?
That's what I read. Isn't that what I read?
Yeah, but you like
I said it too quick.
You talk like
yeah,
Bane.
Yeah,
like,
just like looking at the computer screen.
Batman.
The fucking you asked the question.
I'll ask him. I can fucking talk, you pricks.
Good. Finally.
Right. Do you see the brand split raising the profile of some logo to mid-card?
Slow down. I can't understand your fucking Malaysian
accent.
Oh
my God, you fucking cunt. All right. Yes. Ziggy Smith.
To answer your
impressions
question,
of 2K17 Universal Mode. I don't know. We haven't played it.
I have got it. We've got it.
What was the question? Yeah.
Oh. Is it good?
Say your shit. Give it to me.
No, because I haven't played it. It doesn't matter if I haven't played
the
it.
The game is very
impressions good. Of 2K17 universe mode.
It's nothing out of the ordinary. It's pretty much the same that's as all right. what it was.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I mean, the only difference is...
my career better.
Well, yeah, but the only difference is now is the fact that they've just got more superstars in there and you can put the rivalries that you want in there instead of having a Ryback in there. Or,
yeah. Thank God Ryback's not in the game.
Oh,
Ryback. They took him out, didn't they?
Yeah, they took him out.
But they let Del Rio win.
Well, yeah. Well,
and he was in the advert.
And then they took him out of the advert.
He's not in the advert.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they
go to the bar and something happens and he's gone.
Oh, what? He just disappears.
He's like, what happened?
Selling drugs.
Who is your early pick for the Rumble? And ooh. Surprise entrance.
Seth Rollins to win.
Surprise.
Surprise. Only one person who's going to win.
What? Lesnar?
No, man.
Not Finn Balor.
No, Shinsuke's going to win, man.
Nah.
Fucking oath he is.
I'm calling now.
Shinsuke's going to win the Rumble.
Surprise entrance, Shinsuke.
It's Shinsuke and he wins it. Well. Fucking oath. Unless Balor is fit. If Balor is fit, then Balor wins. But if he's not...
Shinsuke's going to SmackDown as well.
Shinsuke wins. Shinsuke, you know, he debuts without a brand, and then he goes between them, like what Benoit did, and picks between them.
I want Joe to be on main roster.
And he comes out and he's like, I only want the Japanese announcers to commentate.
Funaki, number one, SmackDown.
And you're like,
that would be good.
Oh, here we go, we're just on this floor. What do you think of the new stable formed at NXT?
Sanity.
I thought the debut
where
was
do you,
awesome.
And where do you see them heading, and what do you think the main roster?
So this is how I should read questions, slowly and precise. Very nice, okay. Yes,
not like Bang.
Bartman! What do you mean? What do you mean? Or perhaps I want you to kill yourself.
Alright, let's go. Fucking, this is getting ridiculous.
Come on, Bartman.
Sanity are going to dominate NXT for a while.
Sanity.
They're going to dominate NXT for a while, and then they'll just end up like the Wyatts. They don't want to happen. They won't know what to
do. They got the Eric Gunn leading.
So. Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, but they're different.
Once you go main roster, you die.
Yeah, but it's they're different because they should have. They're doing what the Wyatts should have done.
They
bought the chick into it.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah,
that's what'll push him because they've got the chick. That's what'll push him further than the Wyatts did.
Yeah,
Sister Abigail should have came in fucking a year ago.
They're talking about bringing her in now, but I honestly
it's
think
a
it's
a waste
too late.
Now. It should have been when when there was fucking. Four of them.
It just seems like they restart the stables, start and stop, and it's shit.
Whereas this Sanity, they've got a chicken already. So already you can do so much fucking more.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can have a power struggle with her and Eric Young, and you can do all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
This is by, I'm picking people with the most crazy ass names. Mustafa Ass Shib. Shalib. Mufasa ass show you.
You're so racist.
When should Samoa Joe debut?
No, his name actually is that.
Asses.
Yeah.
Mustafa ass.
Asa Shalib.
This one L. It's show like
Mustafa Asa Shalib.
Mo Mustafa.
Shalib. Oh, right. Whatever. Just ask the fucking question.
Should Samoa Joe debut against and in whom and in which brand?
I want him to debut on the Rumble and I want him to. Destroy some people. What else? And he should feud for the title. He's Samoa fucking Joe. SmackDown.
Well, the World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, the main title.
You put all your eggs in a basket way too early.
Yep.
Way too early. And then you get disappointed. You're like, why wasn't he in there? What the fuck is this shit? Why are we getting James Ellsworth as the champion right now?
This guy.
All right. This comes in from Akdan Rifseyar. I'm sorry, I commented on the link here. I just want to make sure you watch movies without going into the cinema. You seem to be willing to play Suicide Squad. Thank you. All right, here we go. Serious question now.
Fucking dick.
This is from Sai Shraven R.
Sai is in, as in...
S-A-I, Shraven R.
Yep.
What will be the main event of this year's WrestleMania? And would Vince allow Finn to main event?
Yep.
I say no.
Finn Balor versus AJ Styles main event.
No.
Ooh. What about AJ Styles versus KO? What about AJ Styles versus Nakamura?
Yeah.
Main event of
I think that would be more potential.
And give him like 35 minutes.
No.
Oh man. That would be fucking incredible.
Although Taker's match might headline it.
Mm.
Or Brock versus Goldberg.
None of those. Mm. Do you think they brought Goldberg in to increase the Raw ratings?
Of course. Why wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Mm.
You agree?
That's a silly question.
I've got a question
for you. No, they bring in Goldberg to reduce the Raw ratings.
To reduce the ratings.
Yeah, they don't even, want the fans.
Yeah, go away. Fuck the fans.
I got a question from a fan.
Mm.
From Ken Yasar. Yasar. What was better? The Attitude Era or the Ruthless Aggression Era?
Attitude Era. Hands down. It's just better.
Why? Attitude Era.
Better stars, better quality.
And it like redefined.
And it actually redefined wrestling as it was.
And
created proper stars. It was
the hottest it's ever going to be.
Yeah, you look at the Ruthless Aggression Era, they didn't really make many stars. Kalito.
Exactly. Chris Masters. They just had the Undertaker just dominate.
Rene Dupree.
I think fucking Rusev is the best. I just read a Twitter thing. He said, Rusev statement at WWE Games at 2K. Dear WWE 2K17, 86 rating is very low. Increase now. Have you watched the video with him playing the game and Lana's opening the box and he's just chastising her constantly because you look at this pretty fucking, you know, ornament. He's like, it's not Rusev. Hey, look. Rusev, big muscle.
I've not seen that.
Why am I 86 and why is this person 90? Like, it's fucking.
This is from Brandon Bernal. How big is Batista's dick?
As big as your ego, man.
I've heard it's pretty big.
That's an awkward silence I don't want to finish on. Let's go to the next question.
That's just what people say on the internet.
One last question.
Let's go two more.
I've got a couple.
Okay, fuck.
Jeez, man. You're supposed to be doing this.
Okay. Right, Black Vlog. At least I can fucking talk. All right, here we go. This one is from Aditya Vikram Singh.
Oh, he's a popular guy.
Talk about... What, because his last name is Singh?
No, he always comments on the page.
Oh, because he's bored. Talk about the hatred of Dean Ambrose as fans turned on him.
He was a shitty champion, but it's all because of booking.
Absolutely, I agree 100%.
He's just a victim of the bad booking. That's honestly all it is.
100%.
It's not him personally, it's the booking.
Yeah, 100%. I mean.
You got out of it?
I minimized it, yeah.
Why? You don't want to do it anymore?
Sorry.
No, that was the last question.
There's the one with
you can download Suicide Squad for free or some shit.
I've got a question that this guy's asked us. AJ Snow.
Hey.
He's like,
hey.
After we've posted our, you know, picture of Talking Whack, the new logo and everything else, he's like, why not just get your own thing and not copy WWE? I respect the 434 page and it's always great content, but this is shitty. You know what? You're fucking shitty. Fuck you. I don't give a damn. We do what we want.
What do you say?
I just read it to you.
No, I wasn't listening.
Of course you weren't listening. You don't listen to me. We're not talking.
Then right now, people are tuning out of the podcast.
Why not just get your own thing and not copy the view? Because we fucking live in Perth, you knob. We don't fucking live in America, you dumbass. You're fucking boring Australian wrestling over here. We have fucking nothing over here.
All right, here's a good one.
Sorry, I'm not even on the podcast.
No, go for it.
Jonathan!
My best friend, Jonathan.
Jonathan Arialdo Manurung.
Why are we making fun of his name?
I'm trying to read it.
Oh, read it.
Manurung.
Manurung. Yeah, he says, when Shelton Benjamin will return to SmackDown Live?
Next year, February. He'll be Royal Rumble.
Where? Yeah.
No, he just only
had... Was it? Hey, no, stop me. No!
Actually, no, your shoulder stopped you.
Yeah, he won't be back to like at least... He won't be back for like a year and he only had surgery like 4 weeks ago or something.
Yeah.
No, that's terrible. He might not even come back.
Yeah, I don't think
he's going to be 42.
Yeah. They should have... I mean, it's unfortunate that what happened to him. Because I loved him, man.
Yeah.
He was so black.
Yeah. Well, I think that caps off our first episode of Talking Whack. Do you guys want to finish since you guys fucking started it without me? Because, you know, I'm hopeless at what I do.
Yeah,
it was a pretty good podcast.
Not much happened during the week.
We're the host, the chow and the pal.
And the sidekick box.
The sidekick is the box.
Yeah.
Not much in the box, but...
Next time we're bringing beers.
Yeah.
Box you better be bringing empty. The beers.
Bringing beers. Box. This time I'm bringing full strength. I'm wondering that other shit we have.
The other thing I was going to say. Who liked the content that they gave for the NXT edition for 2K16? 17.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
I like the I like the Shinsuke autograph.
No, it was shit.
Which one did you get, pal? The matte piece.
Scott Dawson.
You got Dawson.
Hey, Rumble's awesome, yeah, isn't it?
I got
No.
Fuck you, cunt.
I got Carmella. Boo.
Fabulous.
F-A-B.
You
F A no that's
yeah F A B U L O O yes yes
too many O's
no F A B L O U
F A B U L O U S
yeah there it goes F A B U L O U S yes
yes
yes yes yes yes
that's right
see. Fuck you. I'm tired.
I think everyone else is tired of the lasting 50 minutes of this dribble. So thanks everyone for listening to Talking Whack, a goodbye, 434 goodbye, Howard
good
podcast.
Good friends, goodbye.
Chow's always loving it.
It's time to go with the bird, the moon, and the big blue house.
Yeah. See you later, guys.
See you, nigga.
Bye.